Welcome to Becoming the 1%. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multiple six-figure entrepreneur and intuitive business mentor. Each week, we'll be exploring timeless business, marketing, and sales principles to help you grow and scale a sustainable business. I will also be sharing in-depth life and mindset lessons to help you step into the best version of yourself. Now, if you're anything like me and you like to keep things simple and fluff-free, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Hello, welcome back. I am so excited to be back. I haven't recorded a podcast episode in a really long time, but man, have I missed it. Honestly, I think doing podcasts is one of my favorite things, so I'm super happy to be here, and I've been thinking for a long time around what do I want this episode to be about. The last episode that I did, I don't even remember when I recorded it. It was a while ago. It was obviously before I gave birth. For context, I have a daughter named Evelyn who is now just over 7 months old. So it was definitely more than 7 months ago. And we had a potentially complicated pregnancy and birth and all these things. And basically, I haven't been around until now, but I'm back. And I want to be honest with you about the things that have been happening. And I don't want this to make it a me, this is what happened to me, this is about me. Yes, I want to share my story of the things that have been happening over the past few months, but I want this to be useful for you. Because remember, the way in which I operate, and again, actually today we're going to go in more depth talking about that, is with the idea of inspiring you, of helping you to not make the mistakes that I'm making, to not do the things that I've been doing that don't work, and to try different things to hopefully inspire you to take some action, change some mindsets, change some habits, do some stuff, doesn't matter what. And again, if I'm a little bit rusty, you'll know why. It's because it's been a while, and also this podcast episode has a lot of stuff in it, and I really try to be organized, so I actually have some notes in front of me. I normally don't do notes, but I really want to make sure that I keep it as clean as possible. You know, if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I want to keep my episodes unedited, because I want it to be a raw, real conversation, and then I also just kind of go with the flow. So, yeah, let's get into things. So, as you know by the title now, I almost shut down my business. Honestly, it's been such a huge internal conversation around what do I want to do? And I feel like I kind of went back to the same process that I did back before I started this business. This is, for context, my second business. I had a business in the e-commerce space many years ago, but it was a completely different world. But before starting this business in 2019, I did this huge journaling project. I spent a week literally reflecting on my life, where I want to be. I did this, you know, kind of lifetime goals, bucket list type stuff, like everything. And it was absolutely incredible. So I did a mini version of that. Because obviously having a baby is intense, and we don't have any family around. It's just us. My partner is currently really busy with work. He has some incredible stuff going for him. So it's been basically a lot of mom time. So I have managed to do some stuff in between. But on conclusion, about what's been happening, the biggest thing that has happened for me, and I'll explain in a second why that happened, is that I stopped being excited. This year, after I gave birth, in the last 6 months or so, I told myself at least two or three times, I'm going back to business, I can't wait to launch this thing and that thing, and I just found myself starting on something, going out there, doing the thing of, hey, I'm back, and then not actually doing it, and I've been wondering, why is that? Why are you doing that? And it's because I stopped being excited. I actually became, and again, this is me being very honest with you, I found myself becoming a bit negative and a bit bitter, and I'm not good at creating coming from that place. I always create best when I feel inspired and positive. And the reality is that there were a few things happening. So basically, that's the overall kind of umbrella of what has happened. I stopped being excited about things. I would go on Instagram. I would, you know, open my email, and I just wouldn't be excited. And that's because of two reasons. Again, I want to, you know, kind of have a little disclaimer before I say this. If you identify with this, I want you to come into my DMs and tell me, because I have had this conversation with quite a few people and a few of my business friends. I'm not the only one that feels that way. And that is the fact that I started feeling really unaligned with the coaching industry. And I generally didn't want to be associated with that anymore. I felt like a lot of people... I hate the fact that I allowed it to get to me, but I really felt like a lot of people are not doing the right thing in this industry, and I wasn't sure if I want to associate myself with it anymore. There's been a lot of gaslighting, a lot of pressure on people, a lot of people getting into debt to buy programs that don't work by people that have no idea what they're doing. And it kind of all just got to me, because when I started my business, again, if you don't know, I'm gonna try and give you a recap of 30 seconds max. I started my business in 2019 after I went through coaching school. So I didn't know that there was a whole industry of coaching. I just knew that I wanted to help women with their business, with their mindset, with leadership. And I was like, I love Instagram. Let me do this on Instagram. And then I basically just stumbled upon this huge industry of mostly women that are doing business coaching and, you know, stuff like that. And as time went by and I started getting to understand this industry a bit more, I got a little bit carried away with what everyone else was doing, and it just didn't feel right to me anymore, because fairness is a really important value for me, and I just didn't want to, I felt like I didn't want to associate myself with that anymore. So that happened. Also, the other huge thing for me is the fact that I realized that I was getting stressed before I even got to do stuff. And that is because I was trying to keep up, not just keep up with, you know, externally what's happening, because obviously with me having been on maternity leave, everyone else has been doing stuff, launching stuff, growing their audiences, doing this amazing thing, doing this qualification, and that, and that, and that, and that. And it's so easy to kind of get FOMO. Not only that, but I was getting stressed trying to keep up with the old version of myself. The Claudia that didn't have a baby, wasn't a mom, that basically had all the time in the world, day and night, to just work on herself, work on her business. And it's like, not like I was doing long hours, because I haven't been working full-time hours, as in 40 plus hours in my business, for a long time now. But I basically was allowing myself to be in an all or nothing mindset of, okay, so today I'm doing X, Y, Z, and this, this, this. And if I didn't get a chance to do all those things, I wasn't going to do it. Or I wanted to re-record the whole course this week. But then that's not realistic, because I'm not the person that I was anymore. So that again was stressing me out. And then the last thing was that I was starting to really overthink things. I caught myself thinking about things significantly more than taking action on them. And that is so against everything that I stand for, because I am a huge believer in taking action, and specifically taking imperfect action. So basically, I was realizing that I was not taking my own advice. So all of this has caused so much internal turmoil for me, and I'm happy to say that I got out of it. And one of the biggest things that has helped me to get out of it, in case you're feeling funky about your business, you're considering a pivot, maybe you're thinking about shutting down your business, you know, all sorts of things. And again, this can be a very complex conversation, because everyone's situation is very different. A huge thing that helped me was a mindset shift around gratitude. So there was a time in my life, many years ago, when I used to dream about entrepreneurship. I used to think, how incredible would it be if I didn't have to go into the office every day, if I didn't have a boss? Imagine that you simply got to create things, that you would be the one that makes the decisions, that you would wake up in the morning and decide if you're gonna journal a little bit, or you're gonna go straight into work, or if you're gonna show up on Instagram or write an email to your list, that you would even get to have an email list and people who were willing to listen to you. I remember those moments so vividly, and I would read these books of incredible entrepreneurs that did this and that, and think, oh my God, am I ever going to have a chance to do something like that? So there was so much excitement and so much, so much excitement, naive excitement of being an entrepreneur and how beautiful that would be and how much freedom that would give me. And I used to think, oh my God, I would see these people when I would have my lunch in the office, and I would go for a quick walk of 20 minutes because that's all I had time for. And I would see these people just being in coffee shops, on their laptops, doing things, and thinking, oh my God, how lucky are they that they just get to work off a laptop and do their own thing. And then, because I've been doing this for a long time, I've been in this specific business for almost 3.5 years now, I feel like I simply forgot about that. I simply forgot how lucky I am, how much I used to pray and desire the things that I have right now. And I got myself into the mind space of more and more and not being grateful for what I have. And that has been one of the biggest changes, where now I'm realizing that the fact that I am now recording this podcast episode for you, I get to do this. I am so lucky that you are listening to me right now. And I have never taken my business for granted, but I feel like this year, because of, you know, pregnancy, motherhood, whatever, I was starting to not be excited about it anymore. But now I'm so excited again, because I'm realizing how lucky I am. So I want you to think how lucky you are that you get to do this, okay? So that's long story short, well, long story semi-long, about what's been happening. And then I wanted to kind of talk about a couple more things. One is kind of my takeaways from what has been happening with me. And then I want to talk to you about next. What's next? What I'm thinking based on, you know, some of the mindset shifts that I've experienced, you know, what I think is going to change for me and actually some of this for the industry as well, because I know for a fact. And remember, I've worked with a lot of entrepreneurs. I think it's around 500 plus at this point, both in courses, programs, plus all the people that I've spoken to that I haven't directly worked with just yet. And I'm seeing a theme of business rebirth for a lot of people, business alignment, people pivoting, people doing a sidestep, whatever you want to call it, people just realizing, oh shit, the way we've done things doesn't work anymore. We need to find a new way of doing things, because since 2020, the online business industry has blown up, which is incredible. And again, I'm very lucky to be in the middle of it and to be a success story from it. However, that also means that a lot of people have done a lot of things that don't feel right anymore. I'm gonna leave it at that. That's another time, another episode, another conversation. But anyway, let's talk about the takeaways. Some things that I want you to actually think about in case some of it maybe resonated with you. First of all, I want you to remind yourself why you actually started. Do you even remember why you started this business? Because I can almost guarantee that you started this business for freedom. Whatever freedom looks like, that could be different depending on where you are in your life. It could be because you want to spend more time with your kids. It could be because you want to travel more. It could be because you have a problem with authority and you don't want to have a boss. It could be because you don't agree with how things are being done and you want to, you know, write certain things. It could be because you feel like you have such a gift that you want to share with the world. It could be because you're genuinely excited at spreading your message about XYZ, whatever it is that you're working on. It could be because you want financial freedom and to never worry about money again and to be able to take care of your family and, you know, create generational wealth. It could be because all of it and many more things. But I can tell you now that you did not start this business to be a slave to an algorithm, to be a slave to your phone, to your laptop, to be a slave to your clients. Because yes, you need clients, you need customers, you need people who purchase whatever you have to sell. But you did not start this business for that. So I want you to remind yourself why you started. It's not for the shallow reasons. It's not to get to 5K, to 10K months, or 20K months, or 50K months, whatever your goal is. Yes, money is great. And again, I would be a hypocrite to say that money is not beautiful, because money is what has allowed me to have the space in the past 6 or 7 months. All the recurring income that I've been having, all the passive income has been because, you know, I've done the things that I've done. So money is great, but don't let money be a prisoner. Don't have another type of golden handcuffs, because you've heard of the corporate golden handcuffs, when basically you're not going to leave because it's too good, you're too comfortable. The same can happen in business. So remind yourself why you started. The other big thing is I want you to stop focusing so much on external stuff. So after I gave birth, I basically went completely AWOL. I'm talking for about 2 months. I did not log into Instagram. Okay, I'm lying. I logged maybe once every 2 weeks to see if there are any DMs. I barely looked at my emails. I did maybe 2 hours of admin in 2 months. Maybe not even. And it was so interesting to see the things that were coming up when I was not surrounding myself with external things. And then when I went and looked at other people's stuff and started chatting about business with friends again and so on, I noticed how easy it is to basically let the external decide what you're going to do, but I don't want that for you. So I will tell you what has helped me and what I want for you as well. I want you to get time for yourself to be with yourself in your business. I'm not talking about, oh, I'm going to create a program. What should I call it? Let me go look at my competitor and see what they call this kind of program. Oh, let me Google stuff. Let me go on YouTube. Let me research this and that and that. Because it can be so easy to get your ideas muddled up based on what everyone else is doing. But I don't want that for you. You need to spend time with yourself, because that's the only way in which you're going to create original content, have original ideas, feel aligned, because you actually allow yourself the time to be with yourself. Another one, and I'm going to give you two more, because again, there are a million more things that, you know, I took away, and I'm going to be talking about them from now for forever in my business. So don't worry, you're going to get all the nuggets. But another big one that I'm ashamed to admit this, but I have to. I got cocky on my mindset work. I have always prided myself on having a very strong mindset. I have been through a lot in my life, been through really tough times, been through poor mental health period, depression, anxiety, a bad divorce, being broke, all the things. And I believe very strongly that because of my mindset work, because I did so much work on myself, I invested in myself, you know, financially, energy, time, reading, learning, studying, etc. That's how I got where I am. However, recently I got cocky on my mindset work because I thought, I'm good. I don't need to journal every day. I'm good. Meditation, I'm fine. I meditated for a while. I don't need to go back to it. You know, gratitude list is fine. I know that I'm a grateful person. So I literally got cocky thinking, I don't need that anymore. Like, I'm at the level of XYZ where I don't need that anymore. I'm busy with this thing. I need to focus on this thing. And really just not allowing myself to continue building that. And in time, I mean, I was fine for a long time, but then slowly, it's almost like you have a dam, you know, like a thing that keeps the water away, and you started getting little cracks. And then there was just a point in which basically the whole dam just broke down. And that is because I haven't been doing my mindset work. I still know all the things. I am really good at all this work. Obviously, it's part of what I do for other people. But remember, just because you do this for other people, or you can give people advice that is really good, doesn't mean that you are good at doing it for yourself. And that's what I realized for myself in general, actually, throughout this period, is the fact that I have not been doing the things that I tell people to do, the things that I tell my clients to do, the things that I tell my students to do, the things that I tell my business friends when they're struggling to do. So I am now starting to take my own advice, and I'm already seeing such huge changes. Even the fact that I'm doing this episode right now means a lot to me, because I've been thinking about doing a podcast episode like this for a long time. And I want you to remember that it's okay to share some of the things that you've gone through, not 5 years after they're done. Because there is this misconception that you're not going to be seen as an authority if you share things as they're happening. You need to be sharing all the lessons and your perfect life after the bad things have happened. But right now, I cannot really say that I'm in the middle of it, but I'm still going through some of the things that I've shared right now. But I know that the way in which I'm going to be completely past it and into this new version of myself that has been birthed throughout this period of becoming a mom, of having all of this realization and getting older, because I'm 31, I'm by no means old, but I am older. I started my first business when I was 21, 22. It's going to be almost 10 years soon. I'm such a different person right now, and I feel like I need to allow all of these things to come through my work. So yeah, don't get cocky on your mindset work. And the last thing is, remember that there will be different seasons in your life. And I think for me, again, because I'm overly ambitious, I want to have it all. I strongly believe that you can be a mom and a partner and an amazing entrepreneur and a good friend and, you know, look after your family and have time for yourself. I really, just because I believe that doesn't mean that I need to burn myself out doing all the things. So I really feel like an important lesson here is to embrace the different seasons in your life and in your business. For example, talking specifically about business, you might have a period where live launching makes sense for you. You're very present, very visible, you're everywhere, you're doing things all the time. There might be another period where you need to let your systems do the work for you. There might be periods where you work really hard and other times when you don't work at all. And again, this could actually be a whole episode by itself, because I strongly believe that there are specific seasons of business, and I would love to talk to you about more about that in another episode. So make sure that you're actually following this podcast wherever you are, on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. Just hit a little follow. And by the way, leave a review. I have never asked people to leave a review, and I really need to do that, because I know that it's really going to help it. And I can tell you now already, again, I'm going to do another episode about my plans for 2023. Podcasting is going to be really big for me, because I love podcasts. I love the fact that you can listen to them fast. You don't need to watch stuff, and you can actually tune into something, because so much of our attention is so split by watching 10-second reels and watching 100 to 200 pieces of content in one day by, you know, watching stories and reels and TikToks and so on. So anyway, make sure to tune in to all the episodes, because I have a lot coming. So now, to kind of wrap this up, I mean, it's already been what? Maybe 20 minutes? I've been talking for it for 20 minutes. What's next? You might be wondering. Okay, you told us a little bit of your life story over the last few months, but what's next? And for me, the biggest thing that has come out and I'm going to be focusing on is the fact that I'm not calling myself a coach anymore. I am stepping away from the coaching industry. I realized that it's a very small change. Probably, if you weren't listening to this episode, you would not know that I'm even doing that, because I'm not making a big fuss about it, but it's more of an internal move for myself. I am not going to call myself a coach anymore or consider myself as part of the coaching industry because I am so much more than that. I am an expert. I am a mentor. I use coaching because I am a certified coach. Coaching is a fantastic tool, and there are certain coaching techniques that can genuinely be life-changing. However, I am not just a coach, because technically what majority of people are telling you that is coaching is actually mentoring. Because in coaching, you're not meant to give advice. That is not how coaching works. You're meant to be holding space for someone and to let them get to their own answers themselves. However, what you might be seeing as coaching, or you might be experiencing depending on whether you've been coached yourself, is people just telling you, try this, do this, and so on. Technically that is mentoring or consulting, anyway, I'm not gonna get into that. Again, that could be another podcast episode, actually. I don't know if it's going to be interesting. Let me know. Send me a DM. Would it be interesting to you to understand the difference between consulting, mentoring, and coaching, and being an expert? But anyway, for me, I'm stepping away from the coaching industry, and I'm just going to be doing my own thing. Put it this way. I really feel like how I want to be seen is the person who helps female entrepreneurs, not just with business, but with life as well, with their own personal expansion and personal growth. Because I strongly believe that we can be our biggest enemies, which is why we can always be the people that turn things around for ourselves and for our business. So for me, I'm not just going to be working on business stuff only. And again, if you've worked with me, you know the fact that I talk a lot about mindset and personal growth and habits and being the best version of yourself and being your badass self and being bold and, you know, making bold moves and taking imperfect action and, you know, getting out there despite the fear and so on. But I'm really going to take that to the next level, because on reflection, when I look back at my work and the results that clients have seen, there are a lot of financial results, naturally, because I work with people on sales, on launches, on getting to their financial goals. But the things that have felt the most meaningful to me are things that go a lot deeper than that. So I have people who have actually, quite a few of my clients have hired their family members into their business, whether it's their partner, you know, having their sister come in part-time and things like that. I love the fact that a lot of my clients have really built the confidence to be able to build a life on their own terms and the way that it really suits them, whether that is only working 2 or 3 days a week, whether that is, you know, taking time off and traveling with their family and so on. That is the stuff that is meaningful to me. And that to me is very much about personal expansion and changing your mindset, changing your actual life. For me, entrepreneurship in itself is a tool to live the life of your dreams, to live life on your own terms. And that is really what I'm the most about. That's what I'm super passionate about. Another thing that I want to be changing is the fact that I want to be sharing more. I feel like I've not shared as much. I have hidden a little bit because I've been really afraid of being judged for not being in the box of being a coach, business coaching, sales content, whatever. But I want to share things that are about life and business, because like I was just telling you, that's what I'm all about. And I strongly believe that if I can help you through my programs and my courses and my mentoring and my podcast and all of this stuff to change some things in your mindset, that's when the business results come. That's what most people get wrong. They think the strategy is everything, and they're seeking for strategies. They're seeking strategy. They are looking for the magical insert whatever thing. But the reality is that a lot of times you have the strategy, but your mindset is not allowing you to take that step. So I really want to be focusing on sharing much more of that. Also, I'm going to be taking a ton more imperfect action. Like right now, this is imperfect action. My baby's taking a nap right now. That's how I'm recording this, quietly. And I just want to do more of that. And lastly, I'm going to go back to my roots. Again, I don't know. Let me know again. Please message me if you have been with me from the beginning in 2019. Because if you have been there in 2019, you know that my roots are not just about sales and money and whatever. It's very much around psychology, personal development, building a really strong brand, authority, innovation, you know, entrepreneurship mindset as a whole. Because being an entrepreneur and being in business is an art and a science. And I really believe that the art part is very much around your mind and how you build it. Basically, we can all mold our life and our business to be what we want it to be. And I really want to go back to inspiring women and helping them through my offers to become the boldest version of themselves. To really, I want you to build life on your own terms. Because wherever you are right now, like I have worked with people that were making 0 a month, 5K a month, 50k a month. I've worked with people that have 100 followers, and I have worked with people that have 100,000 followers, people that have no email list, people that are huge on LinkedIn, and people that, you know, are all about TikTok, and people that want to use Twitter and email only and newsletters, etc., etc. So my point is, different people want to do business differently, but what we all have in common is the fact that we are all women and we all want a good life, whatever that looks like for us. And I strongly believe that there are certain ingredients of this good life that are the common denominator for getting to those things. So yeah, that's me. That's basically where I've been. I'm sorry. I feel like I genuinely have been rambling for a while, but I wanted to get this off my chest and into the world because it didn't feel fair for me to come back and talk about all these things that I will be talking about in the next podcast episodes without this one. So if you have enjoyed it, please let me know. Send me a DM, tag me on Instagram, on Facebook, wherever you are. If you're listening, send me an email. Another thing, by the way, here's a little sneak peek into my future episodes. Email is going to be really big for me next year because I love reading and writing emails, and yeah, I just do. So selfishly, I'm going to be writing you a lot more emails. I genuinely love writing. So yeah, I'm going to be speaking into your ears every week. Make sure to tune in so you can listen to all of them. Make sure to leave a review if you haven't already. And that's me. I'm not going to ramble anymore, but I hope that you enjoyed it. I genuinely enjoyed being back. I know this is a lot about me, but just remember, it's very, very important that you share your story because people are connecting with you, not only the entrepreneur, the expert, but with you, the human as well. So I'm hoping you've enjoyed hearing a little bit more about what's been on my mind, where I've been, and just know that I'm back now. And I'm not gonna do that thing of having a huge comeback and changing my branding and my colors and new website and da da da. I'm just gonna come back to the things that I love casually because that's where I'm at right now. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and I'll speak to you next week. Thanks so much for tuning in to Becoming the 1%. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes or take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram stories. I want to reshare you and personally thank you for tuning in. And remember, running a sustainable, highly profitable dream business and living life on your own terms is no longer just a dream. So go out there and make it happen. I believe in you. I'll see you next week.